So I'm here with Sister Jean B. Bingham. She's the General President of the Relief Society in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and also today's devotional speaker. Thank you for coming in.
I'm glad to be here.
So can you just tell me a little bit about yourself?
I grew up in Texas, Minnesota, and New Jersey. I was born in Utah. My husband and I both came to BYU from different parts of the United States and met there and married, and then we promptly left after graduation, went to Chicago, and raised our family there for more than 25 years.
And are you back in Utah now then?
Yes, my husband was transferred to Utah about 15 years ago, and so now we've been living in Utah that long.
Oh, fantastic. So your talk, remind me what the title is again. I can't remember.
Keys to Progress and Eternal Perspective.
Right. So what made you choose this topic?
I was thinking about the challenges that we all have. And I think young people in particular, it's very easy to get focused on what are my challenges right here and right now, because you don't have a lot of long-term perspective. But I have found that if I keep an eternal perspective, it helps me to deal with the challenges of today. Rather than just get focused on them, if I see the bigger picture, then I can move forward.
Right. So when has been, maybe if you don't mind sharing, an experience where that has been helpful for you?
I can think of lots of experiences, but one of them was when we were very first married, we really wanted to have a large family. I come from a large family. My husband was very willing, even though he only had one brother. But he was willing to have a dozen children. We were so excited, but it wasn't happening for us. And it was a real struggle. And, you know, month after month to not be getting started on a family. And I remember thinking about, well, this isn't eternity. That there are promises there that I don't get focused right now, but keep working, keep looking forward, and the Lord's promises will come true in your life. And they have. We've had a small family, never did have the dozen children, but as I look back, I see that really helped to keep an eternal perspective.
That makes me think of, in your talk, you kind of talk about, you know, how there's millions of stars in the sky, but also there's millions of little molecules in a water droplet. Mm-hmm. You know, so we can all make a difference, I think is what you were saying, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of talked about two keys, I guess. The first was keeping that eternal perspective, and the second was embracing agency. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about that, maybe add on to maybe what you had in your devotional.
You know, sometimes we feel that there's so many challenges, and we maybe feel powerless because we don't have all the options that we might want. But we always have agency, that great gift of our Heavenly Father given before we even came to this earth. And it's so critical that we had agency, that He does not force us to do anything, and He allows negative things or difficult things to happen because agency is so important. So I think embracing your agency, saying, I have choice, I can choose who I am and what I do, even though others have an influence on you, they're not the final arbiters of who you become. And I think when you embrace your agency, you recognize that Heavenly Father will help you if you act, if you move forward in using your agency.
So I kind of wanted to ask you about your calling. You know, so what has it been like being the General Relief Society president?
It has been amazing. It's nothing that you ever imagine. But I think one of the favorite things for me has been meeting sisters throughout the world, sisters and brothers throughout the world. But it's really amazing, whether you know the language or not, and mostly I don't, wherever I visit. But you see in people's faces, you see their consecrated spirits just shining out of their eyes. And you have the same doctrine, you have the same Sunday school and the Relief Society lessons. We are truly a united people. And so when I visit people around the world, I feel that unity of spirit. And I know that each one of us who makes that choice to be consecrated members of the church, consecrated followers of our Savior Jesus Christ, that we are doing our part to advance the work of the kingdom. You know, President Nelson, I love when he said, our job right now is to be enlisted in the greatest cause, which is to gather Israel on both sides of the veil. And what a marvelous thing, no matter where we live in the world, we can do that. Right here in Rexburg or in Russia or Rwanda, anywhere in the world, we can be participants in that work.
What's been what to you does it mean to be like a consecrated follower or member?
When I think of consecration, that to me, that is, as you talk about in the Doctrine and Covenants, that you are willing to give your time, your talents, everything that the Lord has blessed you with. And we all have a real variety of different talents, different circumstances. And whatever I have in my circumstance, I'm willing to put that to work to build the kingdom of God. And so if I'm asked to do something, even though it's not a strong suit, even though I feel inadequate, which very often is the case, then I will move forward, and I will trust that the Lord will help me to accomplish that. And I think each one of us who have made that commitment to be a follower of Jesus Christ can say, yes, I will give whatever the Lord asks because he will help me to do that.
So traveling around, what's been a place, or where has been a place that you visit that maybe had a deep impact on you?
I think everywhere I've been has really been significant. Right now I'm thinking about when we visited in Bulgaria and Turkey. There were just not very many saints there. It's a challenging area for saints to live. And yet, again, those consecrated saints were faithful. They would come out to meetings and support one another. Istanbul at the time, they had one branch. It was Turkish speaking and English speaking, and they would have two different meetings, and then they'd have a meeting in the middle, and gratefully the branch president spoke both languages. But there were participants from all over the world that came to that branch. They were from Africa and Europe and South America. They were working in the area, and so they would come to that branch. And they, despite their language challenges, because many of them did not speak a common language, they helped one another. They loved one another. They supported one another, as we should, as disciples of Christ.
Very true. Kind of going back to the devotional, have you had a chance to look at maybe the discussion boards?
I did. You know, I was so impressed. I wish I'd had more time to answer. I got on right away after, I think, the very first wonderful comment of a young woman. And then later, I think it was because of the holiday, I just didn't get back to it, but I was impressed. Every single comment was thoughtful and thought-provoking and spiritually based, and I was incredibly impressed with the responses. I wish I could have responded to every single one because they had something of worth. I hope everyone reads those comments. But if they don't, those who wrote the comments, I can tell, have strong testimonies of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Have you had a chance to come up to Idaho before?
We have. We had a daughter who was going to school here some years ago. We came and brought her and got her started in school. We've been up a couple of times when President Henry J. Eyring was installed as the university president. I'm trying to think when else. We've been here a couple of times, but every time it's been a delight.
Mm-hmm. And what's been the spirit you felt as you've come here today?
I think friendliness when we were just driving through campus. Mm-hmm. The students were pleasant and helpful to one another and smiling to us. I think the atmosphere here is kind of unique, maybe because it's away from large centers of population, and maybe they depend more on one another, but I just see these students being more of a unit than other places that I've been visited at universities.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we're so glad to have you here, and we look forward to your devotional.
Well, thank you. I'm very much looking forward to being with the students today.